Good afternoon, everybody. It's Michelle and Adrian here with an update for all of our families. I know we did switch this up to monthly, and I hope there wasn't any confusion. We probably will schedule them as needed versus just routinely every month, if that's all okay with you guys. But we'll continue our communication as we do. And you should have gotten an email this morning from Adrian. So where we stand from a COVID point, right now we have one resident that's positive. So if you remember, we were up to about 7 or 8 a couple of weeks ago. So now we are down to one, and that is in Greenhouse 3, Home 1. And that resident is doing well. And then we have two employees out, or actually it's one. We just cleared one employee this morning. And then one of our rec therapists is out with COVID, who was vaccinated but not boosted. The residents all here have been boosted, whoever wanted it. Here and our independent living and our assisted living, all the residents have received the booster. And then we have been doing pop-up boosters with the employees. So we have about 100 of employees done as of so far. And then we are scheduling clinics this week. I believe on the 18th and 19th, we started employee clinics, and we also are coming in on the evening and night shifts. So with this vaccine, this booster that we are able to have on hand, it makes it much more easier and convenient for our employees that we have our own dosing. And is it because if you remember, we had CVS come in and do it over like 2 days. Back in December. So this is much, like I said, much more convenient for the employees in order to receive their booster. Just so you know, we are, I've talked to the administrators of amongst our other Alliance homes, and they are also seeing an uptick now recently in their residents with COVID. So they're just starting to be at, we are, there's one home that is up to 7 residents that have COVID positive. And they've all been vaccinated, but not all boosted. Also, as you all are aware, or hopefully our communication went out, you do know that Greenhouse 3, Home 3 is closed. And also the second floor, which is about 44 beds of our short-term rehab floor, is temporarily shut down. So now we only have the third floor for rehab. And we did that because of staffing, or the lack of nursing staffing specifically. So those will remain closed until we are comfortable with the consistency with our volume of applications and of people that we hire. So probably I'll assess it as we go along. I mean, we have recruitment meetings weekly, but I need to make sure that the people end up staying, or if they're going to go to per diem, or they're doing this for unemployment purposes, I'm not really sure. But there is a slight uptick with the nursing assistance applications in the last 2 weeks. And then the nurse applications just in the last couple of days, we have seen a very small uptick for the LPNs. So that's fairly positive, moving in the right direction. Hopefully it continues in that direction. And I think that's all I have for all of you today. I am going to turn it over to Adrian now. I hope you all have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Adrian. Thank you for calling in. I just wanted to reiterate an email that I sent out on Friday. It was late on Friday. But we are trying to kind of resume some sense of, not to say normalcy since prior to the pandemic, but the scheduling system that we did have for visitors coming in, it was referred to as 10 to 8, that many of you would go to our website and schedule your visit. You no longer need to do that. The procedure remains the same, that when you arrive here, you have to be screened, you have to have your temperature taken, sign in on the iPad, you do have to wear your mask. Well, you are here, still 2 visitors. So if you do have questions about visitation in general, we can help to answer those, but you do not have to schedule your visit. So I hope that that is, not to say good news, One less step that you have to do. And then the other something that you might be receiving in the mail, but prior to COVID, we used to have what is referred to as a shopper's service day. And I did have to reschedule it. It was going to be within the next week or two. But on November 10th, you will see that we're going to try to have a day of shopping where residents can go down to our Sands Center, and it's set up like a little department store. So you will be getting something in the mail. You can give us permission, yes, to shop for your loved one, or no, if you prefer to do the shopping. But it's a very nice company from Utica that comes, and they label everything before the items go up to the unit. And residents do not need to have cash, you know, with them. They can just bill it to their resident fund. So something to hopefully look forward to. And I think that is all that we have for now. So thank you for calling in, and this will end the call. Bye-bye.